Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Hey, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
That's wonderful. Wonderful. What is not wonderful is the human. The social structure of the civilized world. And I think of a tune I heard a few times. Title of it, This is a Man's World. Do you accept that as the truth, that this is a man's world? If you agree with that, tell me, who created the man's world? And when did this man's world created? Who created and when? Was it created? Yeah, it's a nice tune too. You know, this is a man's world, and you know, packed with a lot of energy, a nice tune. But is that a nice tune in reality? If you check out the lyrics, no, it's not. Now, it's easy to get involved with these type of thoughts and behavior from those thoughts or from that thought. Man's world. Now that's a big implication on the questions I ask or the question I ask about the man's world. Can anybody explain it to me? Because if indeed the song has relevance, then I want to respect that relevance and talk about the application of it. If this is a man's world, civilization, the history of civilization is supposed to tell us about that. Now, the worst thing to spoil is one's brain. The brain spoil, you no longer living a coherent life. And when we lose a sense of what is universally right from wrong, that's when the human world falls apart, and we can live all sort of life, and for lack of knowing any better, we just go along and use anything that we can put our hands on. You know, people make up all kind of things, all kind of a thought, concepts, and you know, for a lack of knowing no better, we everybody join into it and living by it and everything like that. The worst thing to spoil is our brain. And the way we get our brain damaged, it's, you know, both tangible and intangible. Our brain gets spoiled. And when your brain picked up, when it picks up something strange, a lot of times, you know, you don't change back to what is, to what makes sense. You go off with what's strange and the brain gets spoiled. You don't even want to go back to what you used to be as normal, because now you're under a different spell. So, you know, I mean, a person, you're diabetic and you get wounds, you know, pop out into wounds, especially your feet. No, you have a sore long enough, and it's taking a while to get healed. You know, you fall into an acceptance, you know, an acceptance state of mind. Accept that you have a wound. It's getting larger and larger, and you know, you just get accustomed to your wound. All you can do is keep on dressing it. You feel what I mean? Until you're wanting it to get healed, you know, you don't have that urge because you get accustomed to having this sore foot. Reason why I say that is I know for sure the human civilization got spoiled. Yes, And how do I find out? I find out because I started to read, and you know, I was reading before that time when I say I started to read. I was reading and reading basically under the same reading ability. I had the same reading ability before I experienced change. So the change did not really come from, you know, the reading is definitely going to help me, but it just don't come. The change just don't come by because I am reading okay. There is something else. Something else. The science of consciousness and what a person does, the way you think, where you make decisions and stuff like that, has a lot to do with your spiritual thinking, the logic of your mind and stuff like that, because you can go on to higher heights in things. If you think logical, honest, positively judgmental, because you have to be, there's two judgmental, you know. There is one that is negative and one positive. You really have to be judgmental in the positive sense. You know, don't go the church way. We'll only tell you about, you know, the Bible says, thou shalt not judge. You know, that's a negative judgment you're talking about. But let's, because the Bible itself, if you read the Bible further, it will show you that you are to judge. So one place the Bible is telling you, judge not that you be not judged. You have to understand those words that the Bible using, because the Bible is telling you one place, thou shalt not judge, because with whatever judgment you use, it will come back to you. All right? Well, but then what happens when you're only reading and understanding that context to be a comprehensive prohibition against being judgmental? You have to also realize that you are unwittingly, people are being positively judgmental all the time, but they don't notice it. We would not be living today, nobody wouldn't be in the world today, if everybody was just being negatively judgmental. No, I don't think we would be alive. You know, our life would be in, you know, a whole bunch of shambles beyond what it is right now. So there is a certain level of judgment, good judgment exercise. The level that it is now, we are just living. We are just surviving. But, and you want to talk about when your body is healthy, but your spirit is mud, that's what the problem is. Have all the money, have all the wealth, and you have all the education, but your judgment is not good, right? Your application of you know, the positive things is gone negative, and that is what destroy civilized life. Is this a man's world in the context of man rule, and women must take, you know, the back seat? No, that's not true. Since when this becomes a man's world? It becomes a man's world since the Bible. The World History textbook was long before the Bible. And the Indo-European began to destroy the history. Not their history, the history of the African, because somewhere along the line, something happened to these white people, and they get to learn certain things, and they used it to their the development of their mind, and their development comes from Homo erectus. They don't come from perfectly civilized bloodline. So today, although they have a higher level than they are supposed to have, but by their carrying on into breeding with higher level bloodline people, they enhance. They are enhanced. Only live towards being criminal and their color. They make their color to be something special and stealing wealth from the African ethnic people is their thing. That's what they do. Right? Because still, they don't depend on themselves. If you really look at what is going on today, white people are not depending on themselves. Far from being that, and maybe you have not noticed it, and may see, sensing what I'm saying. If you look at what happened over the last 2,600 years, go back to 509 BC. If you think that white people coming from a civilized background over the past, say, 12,000 years. Before that, you know, coming right on to in close to our time, it was only polytheism, religion, way of life. Because only polytheism people are civilized. Whether or not you want to monkey around it, come into the World History textbook and talk to me. Because it's the only way to proceed the right way. Because, you know, when somebody is abusing something and make that work for them, well, what happened to the person who is being abused? See what I mean? We can't go forward with this, pending that I am the one to lead the way. When I am not, you create problems. But because of a circumstance, and I put myself in this position because of my bullies, my criminal self, then you know, I get space to do my thing. And people avoid me. But I'm talking about when things are going the way it's supposed to, go back under the BC, under the BC era, and see how far you go back in time. I mean, doesn't matter. It's relevant to us because that's what gets us where we are. All right? So I'm telling you now that where this man's world come in, it come from these off-developed white people. White people are not developed. They use criminality to be where they are. And it's in the world, it's the text box. Right? Which means they were never civilized. They didn't have language or nothing like that. It so happened along the way that they miscegenate and deal with people who have higher civilized sense than they do. So they come on, they catch on. That's what happened. So now they are still in the act of imitating the black hybrid people while they are denying and shunting completely the fact that it is the African ethnic people that caused them to have some use to their themselves. It is. And I am not just saying that because they wrote about themselves and how they get where they are. And they don't know how to write and keep their story reflect that they want people to know they are the first civilized people. You see what I mean? And they are not really civilized. And it's for black people to understand this. That black people steal everything that they have from the black people. And the history is there to prove it. Okay? Anybody who thinks that I am not correct about it, I want you to call me and talk to me about what you know versus what I am saying here, that it's history, right? I'm leaning on history, and you must be leaning on history too, because we can't conflict with the history, right? Good. So, call me, 347-850-1358. Is this a man's world? No. From the humanity point of view, or in that context, the living civilized world consists of, they were created male and female after their image and likeness. That's what the history is. That's what the fact is. That's what spatiotemporal time. That's what it tells us. Where we are coming from and what really brought us to where we are today. It's in the world history textbook. So what has happened is, by these intermixture with people of civilized knowledge, better than them Indo-Europeans, look and read and you will find out that they are tracing, pounding down ethnic people. That's what you see. Okay? That's what you see. Exists. And that's what will pass away. Because there's nothing like what people do remain forever. It doesn't happen like that. This world is about some 16 or so billion years old, and this solar system is like 5 billion years old. That's a long time. So what we are talking here, we have got to know what we are saying. Where did the civilization come from? And revolutionary advances and stuff like that. Where did it come from? These white people anxious to set themselves like they are the creation that brought science and everything like that. Now, all the lies and killing that they do to the black people, they are still civilized, right? Hello? Answer me. They're civilized, right? All of the things they've done to the black people. And which one of the ethnic people do anything to them? You have any? All right. Well, so who is saying? Who is civilized? Is it us or them? And they now say they have they are world power. I mean, we're talking about military might. How do they get there? They get there by reading, learning to read. That's one thing they do. But if you look at the way they communicate, you will find out when they communicate certain things like writing the Bible, you'll find out that no. They really defeat themselves in the Bible because they getting and help themselves and negatively to the black people. But for them, it's positive because they do, I mean, get a lot, get so much wealth, and they don't know what to do with it besides just amass it, you know, gather it in. Because they don't have any good perception of the virtue of the planet that they are on. They don't understand that. So they think coming out of their dungeon for 2 million years in Europe and couldn't do nothing civilized. And the history is there to prove that. The kind of liberty that they're having by building up racist hatred and do all sort of stuff. You know, as soon as the clouds vanish, they will have absolutely no further to go with their ugly sodomite self. They are going to be removed. That's where they are headed, because they come and sit where the gods sat, and all of the notable establishment of all of these, you know, the thoughts and way of life, that civilized life function by, the gods establish it. Because they came to Earth some 450,000 years ago, ushered in later the primitive worker of the hybrid people. All that time, white people up in the Caucasus Mountain, they were here before the God came. Long, maybe about a million years. Okay? and they did not go out of Europe to have attack outside because they were unable to do that. They didn't have the sense to do that. Oh, are they doing so much now? How did they get to do it? And you're talking about over the past 12,000 years. What is happening now and what they're calling a man's world is because of these homosexuals who prefer above anything else to have man sex. Okay? That is more enjoyable to these white people. Fail to see or to read the history of the world is causing a lot of problems. Because here come these white people out of the dungeon, use all the enhancement that they can get. And then they call themselves by everything known as black characters. And they jump in and out of our title and names until, because nobody object to them, now the black people begin to accept that white people are superior to black people. Yeah. Now, welcome to the history. No. You see, we have a brain that can lose coherency. And this is what's happened. If you allow your mind to be corroded by nonsense, that's what's going to happen. Right? So I start to read and read with a different awareness. Counting the words. When I say count the word, I was like looking into the word or a word that is essential to making connection. Right? The connection must be logical. It must be factual. Nothing must defeat what you conclude. You should get the fact. Don't stop reading it until you get exactly what's being said there. Now you will have the power to either destroy it as lies or to support it, applaud it. Well, I wasn't reading like that before when I came out of high school. I wasn't reading with that awareness. I wasn't scraping out all the substance out of words and look where something must be taken seriously. Okay? Because if you do not understand that, that's where a lot of things can go wrong. So, beginning to read the history, that history is a record of the past, and it tells you it is inclusive of civilized people, because things begin to happen when the gods came here. As I say, the white people up in Europe, there were no other humanoids like them, right? So no human civilization exists before the Homo erectus. The universe is a big, you know, too big for us to even like, you know, feel comfortable. We have to have a wider understanding of the universe in order to feel comfortable there. The less you know, it's the less comfortable. You will never be able to generate that level of joy and happiness if you don't have a good reading knowledge of how the world is structured and function. You're not going to have that, right? And depression is sure to like destroy you, you know, especially if you find your mind not, you know, not working in a way for you to easily climb higher. So it's the reading that we do. Since we don't have live people from back then to talk to us and tell us what it was, we are reading the words. And words is not going to go wrong. It's us who don't understand the words or the word. The BCE era, polytheism era, comes from the creation of the Elohim gods. Now, the only next thing you have, you know, to distract your conscious mind in the context of existence is the Bible. And the Bible is like 1700 years old, right? And who amassed the Bible together? Are these sodomites? When we don't read, we don't know. Cleveland, what do you call it? Nicene Council. And we read these things, we now are underdeveloped black people. You know, we come out, hatch up in Africa and go on until these sodomite people come about and learn civility from us and begin to, start to have dominion over us because we don't take who we are for any big deal like we are. It doesn't matter how underdeveloped we are, but we are the ones created, primitive worker, civilized on day one. Whenever we come out, you know, from the genetic manipulation and were produced by mothers, we are born civilized, and by 18 years of age, you're an adult. You can be a parent and everything like that. These white people, they were not like that when they first came about. They go through a lot of interbreeding and little bit of, maturity. But they did not have no language. They did not have anything under civilization like we know it. Like, you know, we have to have structures where we do things in and, you know, and then talk about revolutionary advances, a lot of things, technology, science, and everything like that. They never know nothing about that. They didn't know nothing about that. So as wild and undisciplined as they are, when they learn some things and find out that they are able to do certain things, was recipe for destruction. Okay? Because look what's happening now. There's just no way what you read in history shows that white people can rule. No. But they learn enough
to see, okay, black people is not doing anything to keep them at bay. And they find out that they can impose on us and work their uncivilized tricks and then now make up something about that they have governmental power and all this kind of stuff. So that when I talk about A.D. and Adamani Kalinda, ain't nobody talk to me about, want to talk about that. So we're living like donkeys. You see? Because when black people don't find any problem with A.D. and Adamani, you can't turn Christian, you're following Jesus, and those things are bagaboo, sodomite, trick-or-treat nonsense. Trick or treat. This, all these old bunch of church things that these sodomites bring in. You don't get to know the bad side of these people. Look on their pretension side. They're pretentious side. That's what you looking on, pretending. And that's the side we are seeing. We're not seeing the side that these people are dark as midnight inside of them. So when they say that they have power now, you see what they do? How many black people they kill in the United States? Just the United States alone. And do you see them behave like they have done anything wrong? Of course not. They are just developing. And black people don't see anything wrong with these white people that they are not the kind of beings that is to mingle with the African ethnic people. But because of their criminality, they put themselves in a position where, you know, then they're not supposed to be at all. And when you use criminal access, you know, it's not the real you that. White people are not the real thing that you're seeing. Because right now, they feel good that they are heroes for invading and defeating the black people. They don't think that they are, you know, they are setting up a sneer for themselves. They don't think that. Because they think all there is what they see and what they do. You don't understand that time, you know, is nature, and the biggest intellectual knowledge exists in nature, that not talking to none of us, but you see night and day happy, not because of us, nature and time, all right? And these white people don't know nothing about respecting nature and time. They're not into none of that. You see? So when black people become, you know, get your brain spoiled because you believe into Adam and Eve story in the Bible and you don't know anything else, it's a dilemma. It's a crisis. When they come in and change up the world the way they do, now talk about it's a man's world. And black people not saying that, you know, these white people must go back where they come from. No, because these white people are thinking and they are planning. They have their agenda. They are going to get black people to become sodomites. That's their agenda. They tell you, they write you and tell you, they are not all that civilized like you see. They are putting on and pretending a great deal. You see, when they set up things in the Bible, scheme for black people to believe, we only believe it because we only accept it because we don't know what they are really saying. And we are willing to believe something that we don't know. It's not because they do something that is convincing. Of course not. Talk about like the prophecy of Isaiah about the coming Messiah. The Messiah would be. That it don't fulfill. You see? And to my chagrin, I am in awe that such thing can happen. That black people, you know, I mean, for the, you know, exclude those few that I, you know, I probably know some of them or don't know some of them, but it's not a lot of black people who realize that no fulfillment is in the Bible concerning Jesus Christ coming to earth and born of a virgin and grow up, like they say, when he was 12 years of age, he was in the temple and all those kind of things. That story that we are reading is crap, nonsense, fool, ignorance. It's not true. We haven't seen it because at somewhere along the line, we were helpless. And growing up, and if it happened to our parents, and our parents didn't know, right? They didn't know. Their parents didn't know. And over this generational turnover, we just don't. We're taught by these sodomites now, because they open up things like that, and everything we depend on them. You see what I mean? Think about the history that I'm talking about, where we are coming from. Okay? As long as that be true, it means that we are in bad shape. You see? And which black person is going to come here and talk to me and say, Tim, you know, I mean, you're in error here. Share some views with me. No. I can't find one. And one of the people I thought was helpful was a friend of mine who we saw at the chat. And Jamaican like myself, educated, and so he's an editor and all that. This guy, computer whiz and stuff. And it was surprising to me that this friend of mine, a black man, is afraid of white people. He's afraid of them. Because of what? Because white people are dangerous like a lion in the wild. Their civility is like the lion, you know, that are alligator who will hold you and kill you and whatever. That's the way these white people are like. And I'm not talking about every single one of them is like that, but their culture is like that. All right? So with the understanding that, you know, some of them, but how did they come here? How did they come to America? You know what I mean? There is no reason for them coming to America that is civilized. There's none. They don't come from where it's civilized. They started out and begin to become lucky with criminality. And that's what they are doing today. I can prove to you that the presidency of what they call United States is nothing but a criminal run stuff. Doesn't matter what Biden is saying. Biden is still a sodomite. Biden come from, his ancestors come from elsewhere. They are not, he's not in the group of ethnic people, civilized people. And their leaders are doing everything to shift black people out of their status quo existence. That's what they are doing every day. And the Bible is the plot. And the Bible that black people are holding like it is something good. And now, we'll over generation, a few generations, we turn fool, complete fool, because they teach us anything they want to teach us in school when we're going through like ABC stuff, right? These white people, they take over the school because they know this is the way to capture the mind of the black people, right? So they first steal the money from us and begin to use the money to take over our settlements. You see? That's what they do. And we can't find anything to get out from them. But I found it in the World History textbook. I have found it. Exactly what happened. These are not people competent to run civilized government. And they are criminals that came out from their underground where they learned to perfect their theft and, you know, and to, like, know about government and all that kind of thing. They perfect certain knowledge, and that knowledge is without conscience, without respect, without a sense of right and wrong. They don't know it. You think white people know what is right from wrong? Bring them in front of me and I will prove it to you. They do not. You know, I mean, they are no different in many ways than animals that is crossing the street. Okay? And some of them know to stay away from vehicle running on the road. Some of them know to wait. Some may try to run and, you know, get run over and stuff like that. So birds and beasts have a lot of intelligence about timing and all kind of stuff. So you see what white people are doing right now, and you think that they are like natural people. They are not. Look at the kind of stuff, that atrocities they do, and say they are a government. And look, this sodomite brain that they have, it cannot be civilized at all. I mean, look at what they do. You know, I mean, if you fucking ask that, you don't need to ask if you're cuckoo. You're cuckoo. So because you look like humans and you acting like not even a lot of the lower animals, because like I said, I attribute a lot of civilized thinking to animals. A lot of animals think civilized. You see, for them to shroud down over the black people and Indian territory and populate it with their sodomites from wherever they come from, because they want to swamp the black people everywhere they go. Okay? You look at Donald Trump and you can see, you know, I mean, you know, the flies, you know, that fly around this guy. You see what I mean? Him just need to just disappear now. But you hear him in his lifetime and the way he carry on. How can they come to the black people's territory and do the kind of stuff they do the way they do? That most black people, you know, hardly think that they are not deserving the bad treatment that these white people are giving them. You see, because the longer you stay in a situation, is the more your sense of awareness dies. Your awareness is dying.
because you're in this situation for too long that your brain get weak and you don't have any know-how to resist. So therefore, you just succumb. You see? But if you look at the situation and what is equity and justice, what is creation of your humanity, that's important, because even they are acknowledging that the Constitution says that all men are created equal. And, they are using their scripture and writing all kind of stuff and talking things that, show that, okay, they have a certain amount of sense. But look, they don't have enough sense yet to realize that they can't go where the black people establish their dwelling. They can't see that. So if you think white people are civilized, now you tell me what they are living off. They are living off their ignorance, dishonesty, and improper thinking. So you tell me, when is a white person civilized? Tell me. A, B, and a Domini is not a government? Tell me. And tell me when and how. What history says. These white people are getting away with a lot more than killing people. Because where they get law from, free goat, and talk about they can go kill Gaddafi, a world leader, and Saddam, and talk about what these guys are doing wrong. When they want to steal some money from these leaders, this is what they do, begin to politically accuse them and assassinate their character. That's what these sodomite fucking ass white people, that's what they do. We understand that. You know that you get out of the church that they invent. Because everything in the church is Jim Jones Kool-Aid. Anything you're going to use in the Bible to become a Christian. So they come here and take away everything from the black people. Their money, their piece of land, their mule or donkey, whatever they have, they come here and take everything away from the black people. And as the report says, they use the funds, the money that they steal from the black people, and set up banks and things like that. And they never return anything to the black people and made promises. They don't think anything about black people, these white people. They don't care anything about black people. The care that they may show to black people is from where they realize they must pretend. They must do something under pretension. Something when they can't do any better. All right? So the thing is, they're not going to come out of here until something happens. They're not going to come out of our territory until something happens. Until then, it's going to seem like, they got it all done. Now, the Bible is a sodomite written book, and you're not going to find out unless you are read real, real, real keen. Okay? I mean, read better than David Keene, my friend, because he never realized that the Bible that he's preaching from about Jesus, something that non-existent. He didn't realize that, and ended bad because he's preaching a sermon, on a New Year's evening or New Year's Eve or Christmas Eve, and had a stroke while he's preaching. Now, at that time, it's the most unlikely time for a person to have a seizure or something like that. When you're preaching the gospel like they tell us it is, you don't have a seizure. You can't have a seizure that time. So if he have a seizure, a stroke,
while he's preaching the good news of the kingdom, the things that Jesus wants him to do, and he breaks down like that and slip away and never come back to be a useful man until he died. Listen, what I'm saying to y'all is that we read that the Bible conveys. You see, all power is given unto Christ. You see, and when he come and set up the church, you know, I mean, all the power that is and stuff like that supposed to be in the church, in these officers. And especially David being the leader of his church in Jamaica. It is a sign that no Jesus is into what he's saying. You see. But, you see, as long as nothing don't happen, he will go on preaching. Not night anymore. So it must be that the power there be saying, shut up. You know? That's the only way I can interpret that. You are going about talking, you're preaching Jesus, and Jesus is mockery to the Elohim gods. Okay? So it means we will perish if we don't hearken to the history that tells us about the record in the past and who we are here today. So this is the time for you and I to think, and it's from the thinking and the realization of what comes to us we do our physical animation, doing things, talking, and setting things in motion and stuff like that. Only we can make the change. Sam Cooke says a change is going to come. If we sit here with these white people and let them sit there and rule us and talk about federal land and stuff like that, these sodomites don't deserve it. These sodomites do not deserve it. If we are not taking position of the prehistory information that put the African people, their in their sphere, if we don't do that, and when I talk about that, I'm talking about, like, in the world, it's a textbook. It talks about this. End of the polytheist, of the end of the Neolithic age, between 4000 and 3000 BC. New developments began to affect the Neolithic towns in some areas. The use of metal, a new level of human control over the environment and its resources. My friends, take a pause here and look at this. In the BC era, when it talks about 4,000 and 3,000, I mean, can you find me anything that talks about white people back then in the world? This history closes in on the focus of where civilization began and how the world suddenly become populated. White people now become, as it were, equal with the black ethnic people, that they begin to like decide who is who. Where are they coming from with that? And I'm asking you, then they come so prominent, like almost overnight, in the context of long time. Listen. Everything that this World Literature textbook is talking about, and remember, if prominent things happen in the world, this book got it. So therefore, if you don't see any indication that white people are included into this feature of human civilization, it means, who are they? This book tells you who white people are. And it does not put them into this story, that if they are civilized at all, they're supposed to be in this. They would have to have a development that put them in this. I'm saying to you, that there is no trace of these white people and their origin. They are different. Okay? So what they are doing now, they want some of the civilized life. Shocking surprise. You see, the difference between criminals and people who are smart, but they are not criminals. The guy's going to come in with his gun. And hey, I mean, how you going to get away from this guy with his gun? You see, you have to be under something different. And if you don't under a greater power, then the guy with his gun is going to get you. And that's what these white people are. They have the gun. You see, and see how they structure, like a place like the United States, they make United States. What the Indians were doing, I don't see they were going in the direction that would make what these guys are doing today bad, except that they were not criminals. And they were not going anywhere and mess around with nobody but themselves, right? So they are different in that sense. Now, these white folks, like I say, over the past 12,000 years, they learn to read. They learn everything. They start calling themselves by our name and our title and behave like it's not them. This is the kind of thing. And they have done it. I mean, look, it's not like one thing or two things that they used to do that. It's just like I'm saying to you now, why didn't they use their original background to make a Bible? Because they've been here over 2 million years. Black people just been here since like 200,000 to 300,000 years ago. You see what I mean? They've been here long before civilization started out on Earth. And it's after it started that they begin to learn, and then their criminal attitude is what led them where they are, because black people don't say nothing. Even Africa, African government, I what to say about them? Because nothing I have read that African government had anything to do with what happens to the black people in the Western world who left Africa and went out, and they
responsibility to take care of the world. And they have not done one thing, as far as I know. So black people are left under these white people, like white people have a right to rule over them. No black people cry out that. Right? So I'm telling you that white people are not civilized. And they are doing it because they find out that black people are soft, easy to squeeze. That's what is happening. But you see, black people are only soft in the context of facing these gorillas. You see? However, it takes development for the black person to develop the faculty, because that's where the real power lies. See, power works with the tornadoes and the hurricane and can do a real cleanup job. But you see, in the way now that black people are hugging the church and these white sodomite people, we don't stand a chance. We're going to get blasted away. You think it's dope? No. Because if we allow them to come in with church and disown our creators, every inalienable right that we possess, and be under them a D and a dam and a fucking shit. It's not law. Come on, man. Okay? Now, if you know it, you don't want to say it, it's up to you. I'm not knowing it and don't say it, because I think the power lies in what I am saying. You see what I mean? And, you know, if there is no failure in what I am saying, well, you know, it's like the good Lord are saying, well, Tim, why don't you say the thing the way you're supposed to say it, man? What are you afraid of? You know, I don't want him to say that to me. I want to be forthright, long, 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 you know, and avoid all of that. Life is not the way we are looking at it right now, right? Because it's ironic that white people have an opportunity to come do what they're doing. You see? And I am saying to you, it's for me to create clarity for what I say. You see, because what is not true is just not true. You see, and what these guys are, the lies that they are telling, I'm glad that I am, my attitude is what is true is true. What is lie, lie. I'm not supporting lie. Not supporting lies. I'm honest. And the way I see creation, that's what I want to live. I want to live in the natural life that is set up for people to enjoy. When these white people are coming and talking all this kind of stuff, I have come to the maturity, you know, to read and understand certain things. And clearly, if it's not right, then I must represent what's right. And it doesn't matter how, you know, people who divert from the truth, you know, will have their portion. You see, I am going to have my portion. I'm not afraid of the people who are perpetrating the corrupt life that, you know, is tearing up the civilized world apart. I mean, my breath, you know, as long as my breath is inside of me, then is for this breath to work in union with the laws of nature. The laws of nature that makes civilized, the civilized world, bring it into being, and progression of it. So I am telling you, they are not civilized, and you probably find a problem with me saying that. But I am telling you, tracing from back here, coming forward, even before 4,000 BC, craftspeople had discovered that by heating metal-bearing rocks, they could turn the metal to liquid, could then be cast, the liquid metal could then be cast in molds to make tools and weapons. Copper was the first metal to be used in making tools. After 4,000 BC, craftspeople in Western Asia discovered that a combination of copper and tin created bronze. Copper and tin create bronze. A metal far harder and more durable than copper. Even after the introduction of bronze, people continued to use stone tools and weapons. Nevertheless, the widespread use of bronze had led historians to of a Bronze Age from around 3000 to 2000 BC. The Neolithic Age was drawing to a close, but it had set the stage for major changes to come. At first, Neolithic settlements had been hardly more than villages. As the inhabitants mastered the art of farming, they gradually began to develop more complex society. Does it include the white people? No, because it tells you that the Neolithic Age was drawing to close, but it had set the stage for major changes to come. At first, Neolithic settlements not include white people in Europe. They were not scattered all over the world. No, they're in Europe. So just think about what I'm saying to you. They are not civilized for the account in history. Okay? Because they have their part that is represented in history, and it doesn't mingle with the black people's development. Okay? And who is to set the pattern for each other? They should be able to set pattern for black people, not black people to set pattern for them. Because if they had the civility to do things, they would have done a lot of things on Earth long time ago. We would come into a different atmosphere, right? But it's the other way around. So who the shoe fit? You see, they didn't do anything because it's not because they didn't want to do anything. It is because they were dumb. They are uncivilized. They don't have the faculty. And see here today, they are stealing from us and doing all kinds of things and still can't prove themselves to be civilized yet. Because they still fuck ass, both animals and man, right? They love each other without, you know, what to call it, pansexual or something like that. That's what these white people are. And they tell you in Genesis 19, you know, what their attitude is, because they're not that civilized. You know, you don't do that kind of stuff. You know, because civilized people have code of conduct, of course. These guys don't have no code of conduct at the very primary level, they don't. Because they think that, you know, to fuck somebody's ass is good. So come on now. You're talking about the president of the United States. He's under a system, you know, that fuck ass. And make Supreme Court law, you know, to have it done legally. I mean, you know, I mean, kingship, the gods that do not like that, you see. And who create civility are the gods, right? And so now to come and make a constitution and talk about all men are created equal and equal and in God, there's one God and all these kind of stuff. You see, they come with their pragmatic nonsense. You see what I mean? And nothing they say comes from a divine manifestation. They don't have anything that is divine. You see, they make up a lot of evil notions and decide that's the way they want the world to go. And, you know, it's funny that they use that type of a way and get where they are. Back people back up. You know, you talk about two fighters in the ring. They come to oppose us. And what do? Capitulate along with them? That's what is happening. Because when black people now hold on to the Bible like it's a good book, and you talk about the gods came to earth, and there is all the academic affirmation. The Bible doesn't have any academic affirmation. And yet still black people cling to the Bible to take us. You see, because the awareness of civility has been so lowered by the white people. They do some things to the black people so that it's very difficult for the black people to gain consciousness of what the Bible is. So because we're not understanding, the Bible will remain the book for us with the word of God. Because you're not perceiving, you're not seeing where we are coming from and who these white people are. And, you know, they hop on the bus of civilization. And you read and see just about everywhere they spread all of these fantasies and old wives' fables. And when they don't get the way, they're ready to cut your throat. You know what I mean? When they run out of, you know, making those things work, they're coming to cut your throat. You know? And they do it at such a rate that, you know, their hatred is not based on anything that you think some, you know, they are offended by something. No, they come to our territory and decide that they're going to kill us and indoctrinate us with Christianity that they have made. They make up the concept of Christianity, right? And we know the historic truth, the prehistory truth. We wouldn't have any problem with them at all, because they wouldn't have a chance to get off the ground with their agenda. Wouldn't.
So now I'm telling you now that the truth is here for us to follow and not Bible church stuff. Because that, you're going into the dumpster with that. These people is forever going to kick you in your head. Okay? I'm telling you that they're ruling over you with A.D. and Adamani fucking nonsense. Okay? It's time for them to run from us. Not we running from them. And if you don't know the truth, there's nowhere the liar is going to run from you. Okay? When you know something that he don't want you to know, and you're going to, like, jeopardize his existence, he rather go and find his place of existence than to get destroyed, right? Well, this is what is happening now. Black people have a way to get out from under these faggots, okay? But if you don't get real and you're still under Jesus, they're going to keep you. No joke about that. Giving you the fact, in the World History textbook, this is National Geographic I'm into, and it is telling you where we are coming from. And it says, at the Neolithic settlement, at first, Neolithic settlement had been hardly more than, you can see that academic development and training to be authoritative and all that, we lack. You can see that we lack that, right? So civilized people supposed to learn to read and, like in my case, get serious enough to read and see what you're reading the first time. But because that's not the case and our heads are full up with a diversion of thoughts, we need to be cleansed. And that's what happened to me when I started to read and notice what I was reading. That's it right there. That is what is going to put the power to start working inside of us. By the beginning of the Bronze Age, large numbers of people were concentrated in the river valleys of Mesopotamia. Large numbers of not white people, but black people, the ethnic group of people, a lot of people were concentrated in along this area of Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. All right? This would lead to a whole new pattern of human life. Now, and then it tells you about the emergence of civilization. Human civilization, because the gods, they came here and raised up their cities and stuff like that and what they wanted to have for themselves. And they do all these things and raise up all these cities for themselves because it was a lot of them. They were a group, a civilization there, the first civilization on earth back in the Southeast Africa at the Abzu. Okay? At the 200,000 metropolis right back there, 150 miles inland. Look, this is not a joke. These white people that we have here are making nothing into something and tell you to believe in the something that don't exist. That's what the Bible is. Adam and Eve in a garden cannot be found anywhere. And that place should be there for us to see. There's no reason why the great God that make all things did not want to put anything there for us to see. And we are stupid enough to believe these homosexuals about Adam and Eve in a garden.
And they continue to make up things on the basis of Adam and Eve in a garden and Jesus Christ and the devil. And, oh, God and Jesus Christ make all things.
You mean we're so stupid to believe something like that? Our civilization shows us there came a time after we breed up into these little these little villages and stuff like that. Went on until we come down and you say a lot of people now begin to walk around and think and into Mesopotamia, Egypt and China, Egypt, India and China. You know, people are now into this area. So we have the emergence of civilization here. Who is doing all these things? When he talks about the bronze and the liquid rocks and metal, what's causing this to possess? Who teaching us to do these things? There's no European around there, right? In Mesopotamia and these places, China and stuff like that. They're not around there, right? So you can see clearly in what I'm saying that the way the world structure and form, barbarian, sodomite, because of their sodomite culture, it's the reason why they cannot come in sync with the black people, because they're sodomite. The culture is sodomite. That they would come here upon all of what has transpired over the past few centuries. These guys feel like they could come here now and have a government called Supreme Court and get them to say their clan where they bring come to America and married each other, with no respect to black people. No respect whatsoever to black people. You see? So if you think that it is unreasonable, they're coming here, qualify them to be equal with us? Of course not. You're out of your brain. As usual. Yeah. They feel like because they get to come here, they kill us, kill off our ancestors, and now they are in control now. And we who are here, we are under them, and they have a right to do what they want to do. They're all sodomites. Come here on us, black people. And this is what they are forcing black people to accept. This is atrocious. This is way off out, and they want to behave like, oh, it is all right, and they are dominant and stuff like that. And we have no argument for that, none. And that's the only reason why they are doing it, is because we are playing back. You're listening to Tim Aldred, author of the book Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, My Neighbor, Sinner. What I have come to see since my years, half a century years, and believe in the Bible and Jesus Christ and everything like that. You know, it's not a nice thing for one to say, I don't believe in God. You know, it doesn't sound like a good thing to say. So, and because we are in a confused world. If you say that to somebody, they don't understand or don't accept that you're somebody in your right mind, right? Because how can you deny that there is a creator, you see? So there is need for education about our history and what is what. Because if we don't have history, people will always be able to come up and invent anything they want. And that's not the way it's supposed to be. It can't work like that. See, the gods, they leave us here and give us all what we need to carry on life. And we yield up to these white sodomite people. Doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense because it is clear. The language is clear. They don't have any language to contradict us. We have language to contradict what they are doing. You see, and how they come up and call themselves Greek and they are this and they are that. These folks, man, you know, black people were Jews 2,000 years ago. No, there are no Jews. No, white people are Jews and white people are Semitic. And even talk about anti-Semitic. And I talk about Israel. You know, they name Palestine Israel. You know, that is like about 50 years or something like that. You see what I mean? So what they have been doing, and we don't have an argument. The only argument we have is their Republican and Democrat argument. And you can live in that world and swirl for until you're dead. You will never come out of the web that they set, which is just, as I see it, the best definition for what they have done is cleave bubble. Their cleave bubble, the system that they set, is by putting tangible and intangible together. You see? So there is a tangible part to what they do and the intangible part. And the intangible part is a legal thing. And it's like, whether the African person has a legal knowledge, is like, they'll never touch that because the power that they will have to face is too strong for them. So you can't handle that. Well, you come to the point where the God say, well, you know what, Tim? You will have to face this thing. And that's what I am doing. That is what I'm doing. Because there is nothing that I am reading that says white people are civilized and that they are not in history as poised to rule anything civilized because they're still not civilized. The kind of stuff that they do, you know, I mean, they take the world society to a level right now where, you know, people are falling on their head every day. You know, like these, that they think that three of them should come up on this Floyd. Floyd body, and one of them with his knee on his neck. I mean, for extensively a time that these sodomite fucking ass white people have a policeman that would do that. When I tell you about they being uncivilized, you got to like look at what I'm saying. Look at what I'm saying. Normally, the regular policeman would probably do, you know, I mean, well, you know, few and far between, right? That guy in New York, the big guy that they say was selling cigarettes or something like that, they kill him similarly, you know? You know, you hardly hear anybody refer to it. You see, because they do it, and it gets whole, and nobody don't remember nothing, and they keep on repeating it. And nobody will point finger at the president and say, the president is responsible for these police killings. Somebody will say that. You have what they call them so-called president and have control over everything. So all the states, them, are responsible for making their police officers treat people with legal respect. Okay? Can't ask them to respect you for real, but if they're playing a role where their government is controlling this country, and they have laws and stuff like that, well, behave like that. But you can't use this opportunity of criminal occupation and conquest of some black people, use that as reason to vent out your thinking and feeling against people that you disrespect. No, so that's why I talk about legal respect. You know what I mean? Because the Constitution, they are obligated to do what they say in the Constitution, but they're not doing it. And the president, none of the president them ever enforced the 14th Amendment for the black people liberation and the good way of life that the government is supposed to supply to black people. No president enforced that. But it is in the Constitution, though, as a certified law to do those things to the black people. They don't do it. None of them. Not one of them. Okay? Not one of them. You see what I mean? And until something is done about removing these white people out of African territory, remove them from thinking that they have legal right to do it. The legal right that they say they have is out of their asshole. They dig it out from. They don't have it in kingship law upon planet Earth. Okay? They want you to think AB on a Domini is weird kind of way. Okay? So it's time for us to push these push these abominations out with the jet stream force. You see, let the jet stream force push them away out of our territory. You see, because they have their honest fuckery agenda that they are spreading, and they are forcing us to accept it. That's what they're doing with the Bible. I pray the God who has everything to do the job. We don't want them here. We want our liberty to live as a culture. They are not our culture. They must get out. Okay? They are going to get out. And if they don't get out willingly, force is going to obliterate them. You see, force will obliterate them because the gods, they know exactly how to do it. You see, black people don't show that they are willing to have no race riot with people because, first of all, they don't have any business here. They are so ignorant and fucking ass ignorant that they can't come to their senses to know that they have no business where we are. They feel good because we have what they want. They're not even civilized enough to know that it is because they want what we have. They can't interpret that. But it don't take us nothing to see that. We are the ones who have what they want, and then we find out it's not that What we want is something far different. What they want, I mean to say, is far different from what we think they want. They just don't want petty, petty stuff. They want the wealth that we have, including the land, air, and sea, and land, sea, and sky. They want all of it, and they want a large number of us too. You see, because they want to mix up their sodomy with us black people. That's what these nasty sodomites doing with their AD and a dominant fucking shit. That's what they're doing. And I'm telling them, get out. You see. Mad European. Mad Indo-European. AD and Adamani. Rule invalid. Expel. Expel from civilized world. Mad Indo-European AD and Adamani rule is invalid. So they are expelled. It's the warning. White people, you are expelled. Warning, get out of black people's territory. No more are you government to destroy the black people. Go to Europe and set up your hemisphere, the Western Hemisphere, completely. You don't own anything in the Western Hemisphere. You steal the white people, the black people's wealth. Because white people can only have wealth where they originate. You don't migrate and come someplace else where was not looking for you to work for them or not like that. You come here because you have an agenda, sexual agenda. It's not just things you want. You want people, people with blood, and that's what you want to mingle with. You're not civilized yet, and you know what you get. You don't get it from your development at all. Nationwide, Cain Madden, a white man from Louisville, Kentucky, who was accused of raping and killing a 8-year-old black girl in 2019. Has been found incompetent to stand trial. Right? So all of these things that black people have endured is not because they have done these folks anything. People did was miscegenate with them, which was not attacking them, which is something that they are the ones who wanted it. Not black people. It's them. They want the miscegenation. They knew it is something that they needed. All these madhouse, sodomite people that they bring into the African territories. How many miles they travel to do it? Thousands of miles to come where black people are, and we are here behaving like we don't understand what happened. They're the ones who come where we are. They're the ones who are saying that they have power to do what they're doing, because for them, God tell them. And the God of the Bible too, they write the Bible and consummate themselves as the people chosen of God. So whilst they are coming and doing all the kind of stuff to us, they are making themselves the chosen of God. And you want to talk about they're civilized? They are civilized. Now, they look like they are civilized because we surely, make them feel at home. You know, because we go to buy Christmas trees and all this kind of stuff. That's the most ignorant, ignorant staff do, because we don't know any better. I grow up with that love for Christmas tree too. You know, and when flowers bloom, December time. Yeah. Easter bun and stuff like that. And here in America, the 4th of July, I never pay much attention to that until these days. How can we celebrate holidays of white people icons, or what they call hero, who kill off a lot of black people? And they call him different name like Major this and Major that. How do we celebrate it? And why do we vote for their system? Because all these things that they accumulate, because they find out that we have vacancy for it. We have allowance for it. Because we don't read and we don't understand. So the greater necessity is hidden from us. No, that's not our culture. Christmas don't belong to black people culture. Jesus don't belong to black people culture. You can see they stay on us and they are sucking us, drain us dry. Because you're going to hear about this man who will have no freaking sense. You know, he belongs right where he come from in Europe. But here he is in African territory being the worst plague. And the white people sit here and behave like they are the best in the world. And they say, oh, this country is theirs. It's theirs. I hope living to see a reversal, clean rehearsal. Because we all, live for a little while. But why living like this with these white fucking ass people, homosexuals, live with them as though that's all we can afford? I've made my peace with this, that look, the ignorance that affected me from a child up till I am, half a century old. Whatever I realize that doesn't make any sense, not civilized, I dump that. I don't have anything from my heart that is bonding with sodomite culture. No. So now they are here with all of their evil and contaminating the black culture. And we allow them to do it. It must not happen. I want a cleanup, and I'm calling for a cleanup from the gods who have all it takes to do it. All right? And that's my position. We did not get this type of a world. And we came out and settled, and these nasty white people come right after us, after they learn a little lesson from us, they come right after us and decide to kick us out. And what do they do here, even right here in the United States? What do they do to the people here? You see, they are improving themselves as they go, but improving themselves as they improve themselves, they are drawing us into their snare. to where they use the Bible to draw us to like of your neighbor as yourself, and they are not our neighbors. White people not your neighbors. They are their own neighbors because they have shown the world exactly how uncivilized they are. And they want to take the nastiest and stinkiest of their way of life to acquaint the black people with it. And so let it be forevermore. That's their agenda. No. I say, dear God, no. Even if it's one more day we have, we don't need to spend that day with these sodomites around us. No. And it is easier when the plagues take them out. Okay? It's easier. And the gods have what it takes. We don't want you plagues in our territory. And if you think this was yours, no, you are being told it's not any way, shape, or form that tell you you are the right to be here. None. I know that. And nobody will face me when I'm talking this historic stuff. Why not? We don't want these sodomites here killing us from day to day. And like, oh, we can't do without them. No. Get your fucking stinking white ass back to where you come from. You are not companion with black people. You're not companion with us. And now you better take to heart that you are not our culture. Came here as the worst evil on the land. Okay? And now you talk about a court of law and all these kind of stuff. Kill this guy, you know, taking the oxygen out of him and kill him. I know, have him before your court to judge whether or not, you know, this sodomite kill this brother. Yes. They come here with their infester brain full of sodomy and want to turn the entire world into sodomite. Okay? While they have the wealth and so-called bureaucracy holding black people down. And I'm saying, no, we have kingship. And the kingship is the only universal kingship government in the earth. They want people to think that they have the power through some Roman Republic, a Roman Empire. All of those things are garbage, criminal garbage. I know it. It is criminal garbage. You see? And they're trying to survive, but there's no way of surviving. There's no way of surviving. You can't kill the truth. You want black people to get out, leave black people alone. And that is going to happen. It's going to happen. You see? And, you know, I mean, this too will pass away. It will. And you're out there and, you know, think you own everything and stuff like that. You don't have nothing authentic as a bureaucracy. None. Not in the academic history. So I'm telling you, this is what black people are hearing. You have this idiot going to kill this little black girl. Right? And then they're going to make him walk the street. Or maybe if they're going to put him into some confinement, but he's found incompetent to stand trial, they will have to, whatever they do. But this is what we have here, where these guys come from, oh, you were yonder to come to our place to kill us. and use their law, fictitious law, to decide whether or not this guy must stand trial. We don't want none of that. We don't want none of that. None of this went on in our territory before these sodomites come on and talk about they having a government and all these kind of stuff. Right? Now, we don't need none of this at all. Never have. Never have. And all we have to do right now is get our senses together, this church thing that they come and use to kill our understanding, find some way of remedying your brain to come back to normal comprehension of the history that we come, that have talked about us, as to be expected. Many people of color are upset with the judge's ruling. Now, as they feared all along, some who live in the neighborhood where the incident happened and elsewhere worry, mad, worry, Madden could also fall through a gap in the system and avoid mental health treatment. Two, because of problematic state law. Problematic state law. WDRB News. Has exposed posed repeatedly since 2019. Last month, a psychiatrist from the Kentucky Correctional Psychiatric Center, KCPC, in LaGrange testified that Madden is mentally competent to stand trial. Dr. Timothy Allen argued that Madden, who's been repeatedly institutionalized and hospitalized throughout most of his life, has learned to manipulate the system. And much of his bizarre behavior, documented by evolution by evaluators, was just to draw the reaction from his caretakers. So they're saying now that most of his life he has learned to manipulate the system, and much of his bizarre behavior, documented by evaluators, was just to draw a reaction from his caretakers.
Allen said Madden has a sufficient IQ has shown some understanding of the case against him. However, Dr. Allen Josephson, a witness for the defense who has previously testified that Madden is not competent, said in February that it would be virtually impossible for Madden to work with his defense attorney and understand what was happening during the trial. Josephson said Madden still cannot name the defense attorney, Stephen Harris. He's working, he has worked with since 2019. Madden Josephson testified has profound mental issues like severe social incompetence, intermittent explosive disorder, brief psychotic disorder, learning disorder, and PTSD-like symptoms from being abused as a child. He described Madden's decision making skills and impulse controls as unpredictable as a game of pin and ball on the donkey. Game of pin. The tail on the donkey. Unpredictable as a game of pin. As a game of pin, the tail on the donkey. That is what I have to say today, the distress of the black people and the failure of the black people to recover the coherency that they once had. But for some reason now, black people have given up their life to white sodomites. And there is no government, no legal, civilized government. As foundation for what these white people say they have as power. There's none. Null and void. And I alone am willing to say white people must get out of our territory. And if that's all it needs, well, that's all it's going to do. No way civilization contain white people. And all that they have written and trying to pull themselves into the one who are civilized and more than the black people, and they have a right to take what black people have and do what they want to do with it. No, there's no truth to that. And folks, you ought to look into your history. Look into your history
okay, and change up this old bunch of sodomite culture overtake. It's not going to happen. And my friends, all in your hand. And I wish you well. And whatever is there to be, will be. And so you do for yourself what you think is good. And we will, in such a case, have another episode of Cosmic Philosopher. I'm Tim Alger with the book Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, My Never Listener. All right, so you take good care, and hopefully, all right,